What do you say if a customer asks if you're on commission? This is a question that's important to, and it comes up quite frequently. Can you tell me, are you on commission? I think we should say this. We get credit for our sales, and sales allow our company to stay in business. Our company recognizes us, but it is really a satisfaction thing. So I'm not really answering the question, you know, yeah, I'm on a commission, so I'm force feeding you this really expensive thing over here because I'm going to make a bigger commission. You know, so that's a statement that you might, if you're asked that question, you might memorize that answer. And I think it's the best way, given a lot of thought to this answer, that a customer is going to think, okay, you know, you didn't really answer it though, did you? I mean, if you say that, we get credit for our sales, and sales allow us our company to stay in business. Our company recognizes us, but it's really more a satisfaction thing. So to me, that's a perfect way to answer that question. And a customer could be scratching his head going, what was that? What was that? Okay. Let us continue. Do not forget the director or purchasing agent, because sometimes you can get a call from an engineer or somebody in the factory, and they call you up without going through the proper protocol. And generally, that's the purchasing agent or director of purchasing. Somebody in the company needs to be brought into the loop. So if somebody calls you up, then you might, after you, you know, take care of business there, so to speak, you might say to them something like this. Now, can you tell me, are you the person to reach to issue a PO on this, or can you give me that person's name? You know, should I follow up, or will you do it, or whatever? So, because what you don't want to do is get into a situation where there's somebody that's a PO, I mean a purchasing agent, rather, and alienate yourself from them, because those folks generally get angry when the other employees kind of go around them and cut a deal. Like in our case, you know, we went through the proper protocol. Jeff Illig called me, and you know, went all through the proper procedures. Now, if you'd have seen something on the internet and called me and signed yourself up and stuff, and then you know, went to get the thing approved, you know, it'd be a lot harder to do that, because they, you know, they right away, everybody be up in the tither. What are you doing that for? You know, it's you know, the proper protocol should be followed, and it's up to us to ask about that. Can the customer visit you? That's a good thing, I think. Try to get them down here to visit you if you can. And you do not want to try to sell your customer everything you have on the first call, but eventually you'd like to get a list of everything they buy converted over to what you sell. And I remember when I was in San Diego working with Terry Davis down there, I remember going into a factory and he and I getting out our pads and copying down the numbers of everything that they had in their tool crib, because we sold tools. Write down everything and then go back and convert it over to our stuff, and then go back and give them a list. You know, here's what you have, and here's our stuff if you want to buy it from us. You know, and then we're taking these guys out for lunch and, you know, having a grand time and stuff, so it's pretty cool. Okay, page 76. What if the customer is an old friend? If he's an old friend, he could be a strategic linkage. And a strategic linkage can help you get further penetration into the account. A strategic linkage. And we'll talk a little bit more about strategic linkages in just a moment as we continue forward. But as you work with customers and you get to know them, and when Sharon and I were talking about, you know, she's buying the electrodes and the chart paper, you know, now maybe we're going to start selling her gloves, and she has some small interest in the monitors. Eventually, I may get to a point where I could say, Sharon, can you tell me, do you know how much you buy from PSS? And get a number, if you can get it. Oh, hell, we're spending $1 million on supplies. Wow. You know, we need that number, if we can get it. We don't ask that number right up front, but we want to ask it and get that thing for sure. Now, this next thing here has to do on page 76 with your goal. Your goal is to earn the dominant share of your account's business. That's our goal. That's why we want that list of everything you buy, so we can convert it over and start selling all that stuff to you. Share is really important, and there's a major study, and I'm not going into it, but I do have it, and I know it thoroughly, and I could show it to you. But this guy, F.W. Lanchester, said in a very, very esoteric article that a market share, once it gets to 26%, you cannot be replaced. So if you can sell a company 26% of the stuff that they buy, they can't kick you out. They cannot. And that's because you're it's like you're a leg on a chair. You know, if they kick you out, the chair's going to fall over. And once you get to 74%, your profits start going down. So if you get a huge market share, like if you sell them everything they buy, then they start, look, I need a rocket ship in here to fly this stuff down. We buy everything we buy from you. So get a helicopter, fly it down. So your margins start going down. Plus they start squeezing you for this and that and the other. So there's a key number called 42%. And in that share, you become the top of mind supplier if you can ever get to a 42% share. So market share, all I want you to take away on this is market share is important.